All right, real quick, people, before we get into today's show, we've just released a new course, Periodization for Periods, all around how to train women around their monthly cycle, and we've got it on special. If you're interested, click the link in the show notes.
You are now listening to the Fitness Education Online Podcast, the podcast where fitness professionals go to grow their fitness business. If you're in the fitness industry, you'll find tips and strategies from proven business experts. Now, let's start the show.
All right, what's happening, people? Super excited because we have an awesome guest on the line this week, an absolute rock star in the industry. And I know I say that every week about every guest, but this person actually is, because he's doing something different to what most fitness professionals do. And we're super excited to dive into it. A little bit about him. He's the founder and managing director at ThinkFit. He does a lot of work in the epigenetic side of things and also in the technology and behavior side of things. So without further ado, let me introduce the one and only Mr. Joshua Buss. Josh, how are you?
Yeah, awesome, mate. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good. Let's start with a bit of context. Who are you? Where are you from? How long have you been in the industry? What do you do?
Yeah, what's ThinkFit? Yeah, like you said, ThinkFit, but it didn't start there. So I started my journey pretty much straight out of school, so almost 14 years ago now, which is pretty crazy.
Did you start school when you were five? How does that...
Definitely not. I do think I aged well because of the fitness side of things.
There you go. I
do a lot, for sure. But yeah, so I started PT out of school. I worked at a big chain gym, or not a chain gym, but a 24 gym. It was called 155 in Ruddy Hill. And kind of got to learn the ropes there and, you know, introduced to PT and changing people's lives. And, you know, I thought it was an incredible job. Like, apart from the hours, we're working morning and night and then seeing everyone else enjoy their nights. But, you know, went through the usual PT thing and learned that, yeah, there was a lot more to health and fitness. You kind of became a counselor at being a PT, and it can be very emotionally draining. And I think being a 18 to 19 year old at the time, educating parents on how to change their life is a very hard thing to navigate.
Yeah.
So it kind of burnt me out a little bit. So I kept it on the side, and then I worked a few other jobs as just to keep things stable for the next 5 or 6 years. Mm. And at the time I was doing powerline work, and I was just bored, and I was like, I'm not helping change anyone's lives. Like, there's no purpose behind what I'm doing. So jumped back into it, was doing some more PT and then more group training. So we started a boot camp in Minchinbury. And I think that's when I really started to enjoy fitness more. I was like, you know what? I get to connect with more people. I get to help more people. It's fun. It's dynamic. So we looked to grow that. Well, I looked to grow that. And then my sister used to be a dancer. So I was like, hey, you love the limelight. Let's do this together, you know? And she jumped on board and we started to grow it. And we're like, holy shit, this is actually working. Mm. And we changed the name. We realized it was Bussy's Bodies. So like my last name. And everyone was calling it Busy Bodies, which was probably okay, but didn't really have a good ring to it. And we stumbled upon ThinkFit. And the reason for ThinkFit was, after training people for so many years, I was like, there is so much more to health and fitness than just getting them to eat right and move their body. Mm. And everyone can argue about that, but at the end of the day, if they don't feel like doing it, or they don't have the education, or, you know, the reason why, they're not going to do it. So ThinkFit became really important to us because it was, you become what you think. So if you think about fitness, ultimately you should become fit.
Mm.
But the kicker to that was, everyone has their own definition. So we just need to help people get clear on what they want as their own definition. And with that, that just really inspired us and motivated us to keep growing. Massive shout out to Dan Henderson and Jimmy Pompino, he goes by now. So Dan was a business coach originally, just taught me all the ropes, the systems, and I could build this great business that could support us. And then Jimmy did our marketing. So he took a bit of a leap. He's like, give me the credit card and trust me, bro. And lucky, my sister used to work in a call center and she was just on the phones all day. And you know, it was incredible. We kept growing. I'm like, okay, we can open a gym. You know, I can see there's consistent growth. I'm not too scared to open a gym. We opened the gym, and I think within 4 months, we added 100 members. I wish it was that easy these days. It's definitely not. This was pre-COVID, but that was just before COVID. Mm. So the fun part was, we learned a few things opening the gyms, changing CRMs around Christmas time is a bad idea, guys. So don't do that. And we come into COVID and we're still confident, still strong. And I think we come out of COVID a little bit worse for wear, but I mean, it's what, 4 years now on, 3 years on, and we're still going. So that's a good thing. But yeah, the whole process, the whole journey of helping support people just become more than the health and fitness side of things, the food and fitness.
That's great. Let's dive into some of those points there. We talked off air, Josh, and we said that a lot of personal trainers are kind of like when they start off, it's all about fitness. Hey, just exercise enough and you'll be sweet. And then they kind of few years in or whatever it is, and it's like, oh, hold on, diet's actually a massive part of this. You can't just exercise. And then few years after that, it's kind of like, oh, I can't just, give someone a diet or give some tips. There's a bit more to it than that. Do you want to kind of Was that similar to yourself? And do you want to kind of explain the certain points there where you realized and what you kind of did and how that worked?
Yeah, for sure. It has to be a common journey. We've all felt it. I feel like we are underpaid therapists most of the time. Underqualified, maybe not. I think people forget how many people we deal with, and we get to live the lives of the other people if you're actually listening. So you do have a lot of context for situations, although everyone is unique. Definitely going through that process, like same as you said, if I just charge people for meal plans, I'd probably be a millionaire. But at the same time, I didn't feel right giving all these people meal plans because they just never followed through, or if they did, it lasted 1 week or two. And with that understanding, I was like, well, okay, well, what's the next step? And that's where I looked to precision nutrition.
Tell us, oh yeah, okay, cool. And just tell us about that a bit. How did you what you were Googling searching? It came up on your social.
I think it came up on socials or a few recommendations from people. And what I loved about it's an American company. So, yes, there's some things that may not tie over, but it's still very relative. And it was more the psychology around coaching and getting people to eat the right things. And they just had incredible program for that one. I'm doing the stress one at the moment. I mean, it's a bit thick. So if you like videos and enjoy easy education, the level one's really good. And it just gives you a great framework to use, like hand serving sizes to help people understand how to be healthier. And I think it's a real key thing. So for me on my journey, like I went through probably disordered eating, really, just to get a six pack. I was counting the chocolate chips that went on top of my ice cream at night just to make sure I could, if it fits your macros approach. And I just looked at myself, I was like, what are you doing? Like, is it all worth this six pack? And for a lot of people, it isn't. So going through that process myself, knowing how extreme it was, I just know that it causes a lot of people to feel like they're useless as well. So when you can help them understand, hey, there's actually a lifestyle that you can live, even though it's not a sexy thing and it's not quick results all the time, it can still have a life-changing impact. So I think the power of that course is really helping you understand how to coach that lifestyle phase.
How did you implement that, Josh? Because you're running mainly a boot camp group training studio at the time.
Yep, for sure. I've learned so many lessons. I've tried to implement it to everyone, and that's just a massive fail. Like, people's capacity to actually take on new information and implement it is very different. And I think my first iteration was just a scorecard. I was like, you know what? Hit 80% on this scorecard, and I promise you're going to feel better than you ever have. And it was true. People that did it,
The
the mental health.
scorecard was what? Drink a certain amount of water, do a certain amount of steps, that kind of.
Exactly. And I had a few different iterations, but the main one was like, you know, eat your protein, four serves for women, six serves for men, based on the palm size. And then I tried not to go too much into the macros unless they wanted to, based on the portions. But then sleep 7 to 8 hours, the steps, I just did 7,500, 2 liters of water, 5 minutes of meditation, and there might have been one more. I can't quite remember at the moment. And yeah, just watching people do it was fantastic, but they only lasted like 21 days, you know, because
With
it's so many things.
that, Josh, how did it, what was the implementation? Was it like, were you running challenges where it's like, right, here's the challenge, or was it every new member gets it, or
Bit
was
of
it
both.
a service if someone wants it, or run
Yeah,
us
that
through
was
some of those?
initially that was a bit of both. So we introduced it with a challenge. I was like, hey guys, this is a great habit-based challenge. It's really going to help you. And it did. A few people still stayed on, like people lost a lot of weight, which was incredible. And then it was kind of our onboarding process. But what we found, and this ties into a little bit about the epigenetic stuff, is that certain types of people need a lot more support. And they also need different habits to focus on first. So what I was noticing was if they didn't do it as well, they would feel guilty and not come to the gym. I had to pull that back because even though people, yes, they need to do the habits, but even just moving their body is going to make their mental health better, their physical health better. Yes, we can raise the capacity by improving all those other things, but if they stop coming, they're going to stop doing the habits as well. So a bit of that juggle introductory sort of thing. And I guess that's where I first heard about epigenetics.
Okay.
And I was
Tell us about that. How'd you find it? What were your thoughts?
Yeah,
Well,
so I was.
actually, even maybe go, what is epigenetics as well, if you can.
Yeah, for sure. So epigenetics, it's funny, someone called me out for this because I said it's epigenetics coaching. But essentially, epigenetics is the lifestyle or the environment that you're in and how it influences your genes. We're all unique. You know, we've got these sets of genes from our parents that combined, and the way, say, I eat certain foods and my glycemic response is different to someone else. And there's just so much more than a calorie is a calorie. And I know we'll see debates and arguments online, and but through personal experience and the authenticity of these guys in the PH360 system and some of the studies they pull out, like I'm not massive on scientific studies. Like, to be honest, like I've seen things that they say don't work
Yeah,
work.
exactly.
So it can't be
And it
black.
changes every year, Josh. You know, and I feel you can use whatever study to prove your point. Your point is this. Here's five or six studies that prove that. Someone else, here's my point. Here's five or six studies that prove that.
And at any point, it doesn't matter because if the person's not responsive to the process you're doing, it's not effective. Like
And especially with this, because it's like you see a lot, and I think especially with exercise, there's so many very, even if you don't, well, actually, I guess if you do put epigenetics in it, but it's kind of like you've got to study. Hey, you know, even if you go even super simple, hey, here's a study. Here's 20 people that same diet. Here's 20 people that exercised. Here's 20 people that didn't exercise, right? Did those 20 get results? And the reason why it probably is skewed, there's heaps of studies that say yes, there's heaps that say don't. A, what type of exercise was it? B, what intensity, even without looking at epigenetics, you know, what type of exercise, what intensity, what rep, like all that matters. And then when you throw epigenetics on top of it, you know, it depends on the people, you know, what are their genes? What time were they training? You know, like, yeah. Anyway, sorry, continue.
No, that's 100% the point, right? And I talked to Dr. Cam about that, who's the head of the education side of PH360. And I'm like, how do you take any of these previous studies seriously now that you have the epigenetic lens? It's exactly what you said. Like, so if you had someone who was a Guardian Health type, which is like thicker frame, endomorphic, and you had them training in a boot camp for 10 weeks, high intensity in the morning, and you told them to stop, there's a chance that they could actually lose weight by doing nothing because what you were doing was stressing them the hell out. And I've seen evidence of this in my own gym now, so I'm confident to repeat that information. Most of our Guardians that switch to the afternoon predominantly did lose a significant amount of weight,
That's
you know?
great. Just
And
and that
yes,
was the only change.
no, there was definitely other
Oh,
changes.
gotcha. Okay.
And that's where I was skeptical, right? So this is where the skepticism come in because I taught my cousin first. I was like, okay, let's try these things out. And she was a Guardian herself. And it's a little bit against my original values, which was she was more plant-based. And based on where her health was, there was actually dramatic measures in order to get her back to a healthy area. And that was mainly vegetarian. She could have even gone without eating at night, which is like so against what I would think. But within 3 weeks, she'd lost 4 kilos or something, right? Felt better, skin was better. She had so much more energy. Her digestive system felt incredible. And that's where you have to look at a few more of the other things that are external, right? It's like if your digestive system's working better, that means your hormones are going to work better. It means reduced chance of any other illnesses and disease from your stomach not digesting food correctly. And but then I was like you said, that hypocritical, not hypocritical, like the can't think of the word, but like I was like, oh, she's eating a plant-based diet, of course she's gonna lose weight. Like, easy to dismiss that. Like she's not eating as much as she would have been otherwise. And then rolls in our new approach, which was good, better, best. And it's
Love
still
that.
kind of taken from precision nutrition in terms of level one client, two, and three. But what I found with this approach is we're able to tell them, hey guys, if you do these good habits, you're going to feel good. It's not that much better than average, but it is good. And you only have to put a little bit of effort in. And when we ran this, the next level is better. So kind of like level two, it was more specific, more like portion sizing and moving your body every single day. And then best was like that high-end calorie counting, 6 days of hard training, a few other habits, and saw incredible results, but they just weren't lasting.
With the business model, Josh, was that tiered at a different price as well? Or was that every member gets comes in and chooses what they want there?
Yeah, so same thing. We started with a challenge just to introduce the idea and like a few mindset comp like things around it. And then, yeah, just basically, I wanted them to have the foundations. And if they needed more accountability, then we'd talk about like higher tier programs
Gotcha.
because the information's there, right? So I don't want to force everyone into it, and people need to be ready to make change. But it gave us, I think the easiest way to say is like every PT's had someone come up to them and say, I've been good. Why haven't I lost weight?
Yeah.
No one knows what good is. So if they haven't defined good, then they're speaking a different language. And then I'm getting frustrated because I think they're doing my good, but they're doing their good, which is better than what they were, but still not good enough to see results. And then I define better, and then at least we're talking the same language. But what I found, and even best, like I was like, guys, like this is where everything's about fitness. Like, you have to understand that you're tracking every day, you're prioritizing meal planning, prepping. Like, you may have to miss out on events if you want to hit this 90, 100% of your habits. And it made them realize, even the people that thought they were the best, they just want to be better. And then that mindset and that guilt around not being best kind of reduced because they're like, oh, this is actually achievable and attainable. So then they enjoyed the gym environment more because they knew they were just being better. And after introducing this, like I said, we got great results, but people either bounced back really quickly and it wasn't anything too crazy, or we had non-responders and I'm like, they're being healthy. Like, and I trusted these people and they still weren't seeing results. And in particular, it was those guardians that were training in the morning, but following my suggestions. So the suggestions were still like excess protein to make sure you're supporting your training. And those two things for those health types were really going against them, and that's why they weren't seeing any results.
Let's spend a minute there for a sec, just for the listeners. So when Josh is saying Guardian, to my understanding, the PH360 essentially puts people into different broad categories where it's like, hey, you're a guardian, you're this type of person. Here's how you should exercise, what you should eat, what time, all that kind of stuff. And there's different names. He's a crusader. He's a diplomat. So that's what Josh is referring to there when he's talking about that term. But sorry, continue.
No, yeah, that's fair enough. So I guess, do you want to dive into like how that works a little bit?
Yeah, let's now let's dive into let's actually spend a minute there as well. So I'm sure that everyone listening to this probably has had that same experience where there are those people that as Josh said, they're doing his version of good. It's like they're literally doing exactly what he said and they're not getting the result, which is referred to as a non-responder. And it's very easy for us to think, oh, that person's lying, or
They're not disciplined enough is a rough one.
So, but then like it's not the case, right? There's who speak to anyone in the world, there's non-responders. So maybe, yeah, maybe take off from there. So you were right? These guys non-responders. Is that when you kind well, because you weren't doing epigenetics at that stage, right?
Not broadly, like maybe a few people here and there, because like it fascinated me. For 2 years, I still had it like gnawing at the back of my mind. And because I saw so much in myself, which I didn't think I was. I'm a very skeptical person unless I can see evidence. And yeah, I was like, I remembered there was the non-responder type. And I was like, oh, so I jumped back in and did like a refresher of the course. And everything just kept clicking the second time around. Going through the course again, I was like, you idiot. I should have just dived in, or asked for more support or something. But I think the hard thing too, being a gym owner, and we have fitness and then we have strength, which is our small group personal training. I had so many people training in the morning. I was like, I didn't want to say to them, don't train in the morning. And then they couldn't train in the Arvo, so they didn't train at all. So it was like personal values and conflicts that kind of stopped me from moving forward.
It's hard. That's a hard one, isn't it? Let's say you run a 6 a.m. boot camp and that's all you run. And then you've got a client who's a guardian and you're like, oh, what do I do there?
Yeah, and
And
that's
it's
why I had to really sit with myself, and I was just like, well, no, what's your higher purpose? Is it like you want to actually change lives, or do you just want to keep a class maybe
Yeah.
full? But in turn, if I kept them on that class, like one of the main ladies that has seen the best results, she was on her way out. She was reducing classes slowly.
Yeah.
And I think I caught her just in time and just absolutely changed everything around.
Yeah.
So that was the power in it itself, like learning, okay, non-responders, they need a different approach. And the thing that blew my mind the most about PH360 was, yes, fitness and nutrition is important, but it's not the most important thing for every single different, they call them health types. So if a guardian, if their social, their home environment is out of whack, that's their whole life. So they're going to be stressed. If they have financial issues, even the way their body works in terms of feeling safe is they conserve energy, so they do less, and then they eat more food to become bigger so they feel like they're stronger and more supportive. And even hearing that the second time I did the course, I was like, oh my God. Like, I live in Mount Druitt, Western Sydney. There are so many guardians. You just see it, like people just getting bigger and bigger because of all those stresses and issues. So being able to be like, okay, well, yes, we can help them change a few things, but also help them be aware of these things. That's life-changing.
Yeah.
Like the profoundness of it and the realization for people, like they'll be forever grateful. So I think, yeah, taking a step back and making sure why are you doing it is really important to help you make those decisions. And yeah, I guess, do you want to learn more about the health types or?
Yeah, no, I think from here, maybe go into like the system. So maybe let's say, right, there's a new member in your gym now. Does everyone get maybe like a scan or something? And then you design their program on that. And then maybe the business side as well, like is, because obviously that's a greater service, right? Someone could go to a gym and you know just sign up and get whatever, or they could go to your gym, they sign up and they get this more personalized. Is it an extra service? Do you charge a bit more because there's that? Is it just in the regular? Maybe those two things. How do you kind of implement that with new members? Yeah, maybe start there.
For sure. So it's definitely an added on component, the whole
Gotcha.
personalized thing.
Okay.
I just feel like the buy-in needs to be there.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't, it'd be taken for granted if you just gave it
Yeah.
to people.
Yeah.
So how we work it is we bring new people in, we still have an onboarding process, we teach them, start off on good. So good is basically 2 liters of water, 1 to 3 sessions a week, and then just eating off the good food list. But we said 1 to 2 meals each day has to be the foods on this list, and
Gotcha.
that's what we consider good. So got a bit clearer with that. 2 weeks in, we'll do another eVolt scan. Sorry, so we start with the scan. 2 weeks in, we'll do an eVolt scan, see how things are changing, check on their willingness to change and their readiness. If they want more, we send them the better guide, and the better guide basically just has those increased approaches, a little bit more effort, the portion sizing. And we offer a coaching call if they want more support or if they're happy to just read it, you know. So we're learning through learning about the health types. We have the support system there. And then if we're like, hey, like if we think they're a guardian, we're like, look, I or an endomorphic person, we're like, look, I think this best approach is going to be the best thing for you to do because it's going to give you that precision health approach. And you're finally going to understand yourself and stop hating yourself. And yeah, so it's always that add-on approach, or we'll do a challenge where we launch a larger group of people together. So then there's a bit more hype around it. And that's what's worked really well.
Gotcha. Now, just a thing there. So the title of this is probably going to be Technology and Behavior Change. Maybe run us through that. I know now there's Shay and there's an app. We'll probably get to that later, I guess. But say this initial stage where you're sending people info. Is this an email? Is it an ebook? Is it an online course? How are we kind of delivering that information?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, so like you said, that Shay app itself is like It's an encyclopedia of yourself.
There we go.
Even the first time I looked at it, I was like very overwhelmed. And I was like, how do I piece this together?
Mm.
So what I did was I created an 8-week course to support the app. The first time was more like I did it in a group setting, but now it's more do it at your own pace just because we had issues with timing.
Yep.
And yeah, so the 8 weeks essentially, well, I'm not sure if I remember off my head, but introduction to all the health types, food, then we have environment and chronobiology, which is fascinating. Then mind and a reset week. Then we have stress week, social and love languages. And then week 8 is fitness. Gotcha. The reason I did fitness last was because I own a gym. And if it chose to do other things, I didn't want to scare people because they're still going to get results from doing weight training.
Like yeah.
Universally, weight training is going to support every health type.
Mm.
As long as you don't absolutely kill someone who's an endomorph with high intensity weight training.
Mm.
So figuring out what's going to support my gym the best, as well as educate them through a process, has been really effective.
Gotcha. And so I get my head around that. So say a member's like, right, you know, I want this more personalized approach.
Yep.
They get that course sent to them and they work through at their own pace.
Yep. And I'll give them a call each week.
Gotcha. And it's the one course regardless of your health type, whether you're a Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So the way I decided to structure the course, which I thought helped a lot more, was to make sure it involved every health type.
Yeah. But
just the specifics. So then, you know, like even the Guardians in particular, when they realize it's more than just them and they can connect with the other people better, their social life's going to be better.
Yeah.
And I think an interesting case was we have a sensor lady who obviously doesn't need to lose weight. She's ectomorphic. She doesn't need to get big and bulky because she's never going to. But learning about herself and learning how to manage stress, as well as communicate to others or understand her own communication style, she actually ended up getting promoted to CFO.
Wow.
So her ability, she thought she was going to lose her job 6 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the boss finally got on board and then she ended up taking his job because she was doing so well. And now she's got her own office. She's loving life.
That's great.
Right? And fitness and nutrition alone aren't going to do those things, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's dive into Shay then. Run us through what's Shay, how does that work? What does it look like? Let's go there.
For sure. So I guess it's an encyclopedia. It's artificial intelligence. One of the things people may be familiar with is, have you ever done like a DISC profile?
Yep.
Yeah. So for the people that aren't aware, it's like a behavioral test that tells you where you land in this circle. And the thing I laughed about it later was you're like, oh my God, I'm this person. Yeah. You put all that information in there.
Yeah.
You told it exactly what you are. And then it's like, oh my God, you're this. And then people identify with that. Yeah. And there's no real wiggle room, I guess. People just think they're this, maybe with a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Versus PH360.
I heard this quote once about a disc, and I'm like, it's about as useful as a BMI. And I'm like, yeah, bang on, right?
Right, for sure.
Give you the most basic, you know, overview.
Overview, for sure. Yeah. And it's what people think they are or what people think they should be for other people.
Yeah.
Whereas when you dive into the health type, so the test you have to do, it's the weirdest thing. It's like these measurements around your jawline, your neck, your wrist, your fingers, your hand length. And basically what it's building is the ratios of your body, which is known as anthropometry. And it can, what they use it for to be able to diagnose risks of disease, like a thicker neck usually means there's a higher chance of type 2 diabetes and other things. 2D, 4D ratio, I forget which way it goes, but it helps you understand how much testosterone your body's experienced, as well as a shorter femur length. And what they realize with this information and what goes into Shay is that it can actually predict what your health type becomes because they can look at this information and guess where you started.
Mm.
And it goes all the way back to embryology, which is in your mom's womb and where you start to decide to develop the ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm. Mm. And I think that's where most people would be familiar. And then in what Shay does is it has the circle. So it has the 6 health types. You'd have the mesoderm, endoderm, and the ectoderm. And it turns out your body decides it either be one of them or it has a bit of energy from the other ones closer around the circle. So you can be half meso, half ecto, or half endo, half meso, half ecto, half endo. And when I saw that, I like, you have to see the imagery. It's not quite in the app, it's in the education part. Then I'm like, that just makes so much sense. You know, because you look at people and you're like, well, not everyone's ectomorphic, not everyone's endomorphic, not everyone's super muscular, mesomorphic either. And in Shay, it uses all that information plus a health questionnaire, and it's able to build this profile for you. Now, this profile is uniquely for you. I was skeptical at the start. I was like, there's no way it's like specifically unique for everyone. But what I found was when I coached my guardian who needed to change her health dramatically, at the start, it has a food list and she wasn't allowed to have broccoli.
Wow. So
broccoli. Yeah. Broccoli's healthy for everyone. And it gives you the information why, and it's basically the hormonal profile with the broccoli would not work with how her body was currently working. And when she lost 10 kilos, we put all the measurements back in and she could eat broccoli again. So that is so precise. That's what convinced me that there is different things. And then talking to, there's a mind section. So it tells you about some of how your mind works, and you don't have to connect with all of them, but eventually you realize there is things in there that you do. But if I was to read a guardian profile, nothing resonates with me.
What is your health type, out of curiosity?
Mine's Crusader. Gotcha. The funny thing is, like, I have Diplo crossovers, but they're able to, I haven't gone that far in the education yet, but they're able to learn that through where you sit on the circle and what dominances you're going to have. So you're not exactly the health type. There's 360 different types.
Yeah.
They just had to find a way to communicate it to the everyday person to start. So, yeah, this app is incredible by itself, just overwhelming, but with a path to follow, a lot easier. And then a coach to help you like navigate each week and understand like it's not all or nothing. It's always something, and make sure that they focus on the little things. And surprisingly, the littlest things can have the biggest results.
Gotcha. Let's explain this in a few different ways. Let's explain probably firstly, say as a client. So let's just say, because I'm sure there's going to be like trainers listening to this that are like, now, I just want to do this for myself. You know, whether I do it for my clients or not is another thing, but I want to do it for myself. So what does that kind of look like from their side of this? Say as a client, let's just say there's a client of yours. They come in, they do the service that you mentioned, or they do the orientation that you mentioned. They then kind of opt in and they're like, yep, right, I want this higher level thing. You do the measurements or they do the measurements?
Used to do the measurements, but they have a fantastic measuring guide. So what I do now is say, hey, I need these measurements. This is a measuring guide. Get support if you can, because it is important. But in the back end of the system, they've kind of managed to figure out you don't need to be perfect, but very close is good. And they just figure out any ratios that may be slightly off.
And the person would measure it themselves. So I think you mentioned jawline. They can do all of them.
Yeah, so it's like here to here. It's odd. I don't know why I did both sides initially, but yeah, so ear to middle of the jaw.
Gotcha.
So they'd submit that to me. I'd make sure they'd done that. And then
Hold on. So here's the question here I'm interested in. They don't have the app themselves and they plug it in the app?
They will. I just like to make sure that I can keep on top of them. So make sure they do that. And then I'll send them access to the app. So PH now uses a licensing system, which I think is way better than they used to do a token system where you have to buy a year.
Okay.
Now they can work with you under a licensing scheme.
Yep.
And once I know they've done the measurements, I'll send them that. They'll do the health thing. I'll say, hey, let me know once you've completed your health and measurements in the app. And then I'll be able to find out what health type they are. And they will as well. They'll get full access to the app after that.
Gotcha. Yeah. And then they've got access to the app. They kind of then get all the information that they can go through at their own pace, but you guide them week to week and you're like, hey, you're this person here, go to this section of the app and we're just doing whatever this week, foods you can eat this week, you know, right? Focus on that next couple of weeks, right? Come back. Now we're focusing on mindset or stress or whatever it is, right? And that's how that system works.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, everyone's naturally inclined to go straight for food. So I put it as the second week because it can be overwhelming. Like I said before, if people don't have the skills, the practices, the knowledge, they're going to try and do everything and just overwhelm themselves and say, nah, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
So first week, hey, this is just an exploration awareness week. You don't have to action anything. Just take the information in and we'll talk next week.
Gotcha.
That way it gives them a bit of freedom to feel like they're not failing at the start.
Yep. Okay, cool. So a couple of questions around that, probably then from the business side of things. If it's not okay to ask, just
yeah,
let me
yeah.
know.
No, for sure.
In terms of charging, what kind of, maybe run us through the, how much is it to be a gym member? And then, right, you know, you want this, maybe let's say, is it called coaching? What's this service called? And then how much is that?
Yeah, for sure. So it depends on the method I choose to deliver it. Okay. So when people come to the gym, we have a couple of options. We're trying to stick with, I did a report and it turns out people who pay more do want one strength, two fitness a week, actually stay around longer. It's more achievable. So that's our new approach we're aiming for, just making sure they're doing one small group personal training and one to two fitness is great. That's about $69 in our gym.
When you say fitness, Josh, is that like a group class? Is that going to your own
camp sort of thing?
Okay. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah.
And then, yeah, if they choose to opt in, so occasionally like four times a year, I'll run like an 8-week stint. As it's a group, I'll reduce the price a bit. So last time I think it was like $39 because it was my trial of that. Yep. This time it would definitely be $49 for the gym. But then for other individuals, we're doing $94 now.
Gotcha. And let me just get my head around that. That's group, you said?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So that's like, and group like Zoom or in person or?
Yeah. So Zoom was initially how I did it. So it was just a presentation each week with Zoom and a messenger group.
Gotcha.
And yeah, $39 each. I think what we have three groups of 15 for the first few times. So made good money off the back end and actually changed a lot of lives too, which was cool.
39 a week, 39 total?
39 a week.
Gotcha. And then do you do it one-on-one at all?
Yeah, that's where the 94 comes in.
Oh, gotcha. And then 94 a week, one-on-one. And that's, what do you say, eight weeks or something like that?
8 weeks is the idea. Obviously, if we can onsell them further, we will. Just because habits don't start at 8 weeks. We all know that. It's usually like a bit longer.
Gotcha. And then this is still mainly face-to-face in your gym. Is there any like online programs where you just do it wherever?
So like the way I've distinguished it is make sure it is external.
Oh, gotcha.
Yes, so it's mainly online. Like I haven't run any, apart from we do seminars on Wednesday nights, fortnightly, either mindset, nutrition, or I introduce this. And the cool thing about this is it has so much breadth. Like if I'm talking about stress, I can introduce epigenetics for overcoming stress and say, hey, if you want personalized approach to improving your stress, well, this is going to be the best thing to support you as you are versus being told to jump in an ice bath, which could be the worst thing in the world for you, depending on your body type.
Gotcha. So say with that 94 a week, the online one, do you kind of, the question I'm kind of getting at here is maybe not necessarily yourself, but for other people, if someone's like, right, you know, I want to run more of an online business.
Yep.
And my take, I think fitness is quite hard online. You know, if you're just
unless selling, you have a six pack and
unless you have a six pack and a million followers, like, and even then, what are you selling? A workout program for $20? Like, you know, whereas I think epigenetics coaching, there's probably a bit more opportunity there. So maybe let us know that. I don't know if you're doing any of it or even just some tips for the trans, if that's something they want to do. Do you have any colleagues or people you know doing that?
Yeah. Well, that's some of what we're doing. So I have about four people online at the moment, only because I think it's only been 6 months since we've really been hammering this thing. And I wanted to get all that foundational stuff out of the way, make sure a proof of concept. And yeah, so now it's 94. We catch up once a week, 15-minute chat, look over last week, say, all right, what went great? And it's so interesting, right, watching the health types play out. So I have one guardian at the moment. She's actually a coach of a gym in Adelaide. And her learning about herself, just feeling more comfortable with herself, changing to that plant-based, playing with food timing a little bit, which I never thought was that important. We all used to see that food pyramid and it was like, oh, what was it? Calories, macros, timing, sups.
Mm.
Timing is almost number one.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. So if you, depending on your health type, but even like frequency of meals. So most of the fitness industry and the information that we've used for so many years is more based on an activated mesoderm type person.
Okay.
Mesomorph. And when you look at the information, it's like, hey, are we trying to help people lose weight who usually are endomorphic people? They should only have three meals and it's like king, queen, almost nothing for dinner.
Mm.
And their sleep improves dramatically. And yeah, so online approach definitely helps with people. I think building rapport, being more exposed, like I've started in the last couple of weeks, more online posts about it, just really sharing people's stories because it is very hard to communicate this stuff. Like if I throw that the science out there, unless you're a PT, you're going to be like, oh, wow. But then they're probably better off doing the level one course to a degree. Like, I still think it's good to go through the system first and see if it's for you. I do think it is for everyone though. Like, I believe what they're doing and their mission, and I think it is being integrated everywhere. So it's being integrated into school systems because you can understand child behavior. It's being integrated into workplaces because if you understand your colleagues better, like my client, you're going to have a better working environment. And then if you understand your partners better, you're going to understand how to communicate with them better. So it really is this holistic thing that we can help everyone change their life with.
Man, too bad Valentine's Day just passed. I'm thinking this would have been the perfect present for my partner. Well, let's maybe speak about that. So if someone is interested in epigenetics and PA360, what does that path look like? You mentioned there's a level one course. You mentioned there's licensing. Hopefully you get a kickback if someone signs up from this podcast. But maybe just if somebody wants to get involved, and maybe go both steps, actually. Maybe just say, in general, what does it look like? And then maybe after that, if someone wants to work with you personally, maybe run us through best way to contact you and there. But let's just start in general. Somebody wants to get involved in PA360, in epigenetics, where do they start?
Yeah, let me just see if I can quickly pull it up. But their Facebook is a great place to start. Maybe their Instagram too, but I guess I spend more time on Facebook. Is it PA360? So the Facebook page is Shay/PH360. And that's a good one to look at. And it has like a lot of their stuff. Is it the most up-to-date one? So there's Shay/PH360. And then there is, I think there's a one for fitness professionals, which is PH. Nah, I can't find it at the moment. But that's if you just look up PH360. Yeah, I'll add the links and send them to you and stuff. Yeah, sure. Then you can kind of get an introduction. It's kind of set up American marketing-y stuff, the actual websites. So for Australians, it's like, oh, but if you look on their socials and even if you reach out to Dr. Cam or myself and then I can connect you, I think it's the best place to start is either, do the course, go through it, see if it's something you actually want to adapt and you can see the benefits in your life and other people's lives. You do have to be open-minded.
The course, Josh, it's like a CEC course, right? You jump on.
I'm pretty sure you do get CECs. Yep.
Gotcha. And it's online, face to face.
It's online only, but they do have. So I think it's a starter weekend where it's 2 days, and they'll run you through all the health types, similar to what I've done, at like a higher level, and then you'll have a teachable course to go through and learn a bit more in depth.
Gotcha.
And then I think there's 3 or 4 following coaching calls where. Highly recommend jumping on because the head educators are incredible. And they just help you guide through the process to support you. And actually, it used to be just about the education, but now it's a bit more about helping you set up the business to be able to support people.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's always good with information, but then integration.
Have all the information in the world. If you've got no clients, you're going to use that information.
What's the point? So now they actually... They offer a 10-day challenge within the learning period. So you can sign up people for free and take them through, supported by everyone as well as yourself. And that's been really effective for a lot of people. For me, the times didn't work with the people I wanted to support it. So I just ran my own thing at the same time that they did that.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's the course. You do the course. But then there's also licensing, I'm guessing, if you want to use this system with your clients. Is that how that works?
Yep. A little bit of a frustrating thing is it's American, so you're always paying the American, but I mean, a small price to pay for, success.
Yeah.
There's options for like, I think 5, 10, 20, 50 people that you can license for, and then you contact them if you want to do more. The reason I do it on...
client you use it for is a license? Is that what you're...
Yeah, individual license places. So you need to make sure you're charging for it to recoup or, make some money back for sure.
Can we ask, and you don't have to give the exact pricing here because it might change by the time someone's kind of watching it anyway.
Yeah.
But approximately what it costs per client to use, if you can say that, or not able to say.
I think it scales, right? I think they're pretty open and honest with it.
Indication? You got like, we're paying $1,000, we're paying $100.
No. I think it's 10 like bucks? $10 a client a week or something.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and it scales really well.
Yeah.
And they do have different setups. Like if you want to integrate it into your gym fully, they have Shea Fitness. It's just not an approach I wanted to go after doing all those things that I did in the past. I knew that I didn't want to have a whole gym approach, but if you were to do that and that was the whole thing and you started that way, I feel like you'd be a game changer.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And even the other way, I guess, like even if you just look at it, just super common sense, it's kind of like, right, you know, I'll pay $10 a week for this license, but I can charge someone, you know, $50, $100 a week for it. It's kind of like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Leveraging the technology and the money for sure.
Awesome. All right. And yourself, Josh, someone's listening to this and they're like, right, you know, I want to follow this guy. I want to either train with him or I want to do a, you know, want him to do an analysis on me. Where do we go to best connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm trying to build up my Instagram. So I guess Josh underscore think fit, THINKFIT. And just, yeah, DM me. I'm happy to have a conversation about it or jump on a phone call. And even if you just want support in getting started or you're doing the program and you need a little bit more support, I'm more than happy to help. Like, I think for us, the greater thing of being healthy is I was very lucky. I was brought up in a pretty healthy family, right? Mm-hmm. And we just, we're like not nicer people, but, you know, people have a radiance when you're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we can help more people be that way, I think just life will be a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we educate corporates on as well. We use precision nutrition at the moment. We will move to PH360 and teaching them the holisticness of health. And, you know, you have those Karens that come to work and abuse you. Imagine if they were healthier, they wouldn't be that way. Then you wouldn't have a shit day. Then your family wouldn't have a shit day. So I think helping everyone understand how to be healthier and fitter so they can live their best life is like the best thing ever.
Love it. All right. Final question for you, Josh. I ask this question to every podcast guest, and it's essentially around mentors or best things that you've learned from. Now, you can answer this in a few different ways. You can either do it a business sense, a fitness sense, a couple of each if you want. But the question is essentially who your biggest mentors have been to help you get to this place here. And if you can answer that in a few different ways, if you can give us like a paid mentor, so someone who you've paid money to. You've mentioned Dan, you've mentioned Jimmy. You can give them another shout out if you want, or if there's someone else you want to add in, you can. An unpaid mentor, so someone that you haven't paid, but you follow them on social, you listen to their podcast, YouTube channel, whatever it may be, and a book or two that you recommend every fitness professional should read if they want to be successful in the industry. So mentors, paid, unpaid, book.
Yeah, I guess can't go past Jimmy and Dan. Like, I wouldn't be where I am now without them. So Dan has, I think it's Profit First at the moment. Jimmy has his Inner Circle, both different approaches. But yeah, I guess depends who you resonate with more. And then in terms of unpaid, I think Tim Ferriss got me into everything initially. Like, yes, I was
four
doing
4-hour work or?
Yeah, like that. Honestly, that was the first book I ever read.
Yeah,
I don't know how I got through school, but I did. And
yeah, I'm the same, don't worry.
Yeah, and then when I was like, oh my God, these books have information. Like,
for $20. Yeah. You know?
So read his book, listen to him online, and then I found Tom Bilyeu. Massive on mindset. And then Lewis Howes in terms of, I guess, emotional intelligence.
School of greatness.
Yep, Hormozy, can't go without mentioning. I think he makes me feel very inadequate, though.
So, the thing I like about it, now, you know what I like about him? Is he just dumbs it down. He's a ridiculous.
Yeah, but then you still can't do it. So it feels like it should be this simple, you know? I should be able to open 100 yogurt stores.
Yeah, yeah.
So those three for sure. And then in terms of other books, I think The Illusion of Money was actually a weird standout for me.
I haven't read it.
By Kyle Cease. He used to be a comedian. So now he's a transformational comedian. And for those people that don't own gyms or, I mean, most people in the fitness industry, it's very rare that you can make killer bucks, right?
Mm.
So watching this, it has a documentary that goes with it as well. We put it on at the gym and it made like most people cry.
Wow. This is Kyle Cease, did you say?
Kyle Cease, yeah.
Got him on Amazon.
Yeah, and then I think I watched the documentary as well. I think just understanding that, well, actually it makes more sense now that I've done epigenetics, but for me, purpose and passion is like a core driver, right? So understanding like if I sold my soul for money, I would just not be as happy. And it's what we see so many people doing every single day. And I think if they realized like you need so much money to go on these holidays because you're so stressed from a job you hate, trying to keep up with all the things that you don't need. And if you just found your passion and something you really enjoyed, and you know, then you don't need those other things and you can actually just enjoy life. It just, yeah, I thought that was a game changer for my mindset around following my passion. And even through the hard times like COVID, living where I live and getting people to stick to fitness is definitely harder than where I live in Bondi now and watching people. It's a different world, right? Yeah. And it's a mindset and it's a good keeping up with people. So yeah, I think those two books, 4-Hour Workweek and The Illusion of Money.
Love it. I've read 4-Hour Workweek long time ago, but I like the sound of that illusion of money because I like comedians and I like money. So I think that'll be a pretty good combination there.
Yeah, he was on American Pie initially. When you see him, you might remember him.
Okay, let me take a look.
Yeah.
I've got his cover up here on American Pie.
I'm pretty sure when he was younger, yeah.
Who was he? Do you know who he was on that?
No one big, but he was around the boys and like I think it's the first one.
There we go. I'm going to Google that as soon as I get off this.
Yeah.
Awesome. What was that? Sorry.
I was just saying he has great stuff like YouTube and whatnot too. If you want to dive down that sort of like mental, spiritual release sort of path as well.
Beautiful. Awesome. All right, Josh. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover today. Is there anything I should have asked you but forgot to, or anything you wanted to finish us off with?
No, I think like surprisingly, this system's been around for. They've been working on it for at least 20 years with clinical data. Mm. I think they said the last five, it's really coming together in terms of fitness professionals understanding it. Before it was like medical professionals. And I think it's the future for sure. Like, yeah. I think you're missing out if you don't just at least look at it now anyway.
Yeah, there's a couple of things there. So like, you know, I'm friends with Dr. Cam, so I've heard about it for about 10 years now, I'd probably say. Maybe not 10, maybe at least, you know, 7 or 8 years or something. I no longer actively practice in the fitness industry, right? I'm education, CECs, Cert 3, 4, that kind of thing. But it's interesting. I'm surprised it hasn't taken off more, to be honest.
I think the values and beliefs things, like I said, like for me to tell people to eat less protein was like, God, that was hard.
Because you almost have to admit you were wrong. You know, you almost have to admit, here's this one thing I've been teaching for the past 10 years. And sworn by it. And I need to admit that I was wrong. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Middle of the gym floor, I had this lady who I've been trying to help for like a year or two. We ended up being a guardian, surprise, surprise. And I was always like, oh, just make sure you're eating enough protein. Count your protein. Yeah. All this sort of stuff. And then we changed it around. Now she absolutely hates meat. Yeah. Like you still need protein, of course. Sorry, I shouldn't say it like that. But where you get it from and the guardian's ability to absorb it. And she's like, Josh, you were telling me all last year. And she's a Maltese woman. So she's really giving it to me. And I laughed and I said, well, aren't you glad that now I know better? I've taught you better.
Yeah.
And she just stopped and she's like, yes, thank you.
Yeah. I want to, but one thing I should do, even this conversation, like even just for myself, I should check it out, you know, or my partner.
Yep.
But anyways, awesome. All right, Josh, it was great to chat.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jono.
Thank you for listening. If you liked this show, share it with your friends, subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a 5-star review. For show notes and free training on how to grow your fitness business, visit www.fitnesseducationonline.com.au.
Are you a fitness professional looking to provide your clients with personalized meal plans? Well, check out Mealsy, the ultimate solution for creating custom meal plans in just a few simple clicks. With Mealsy, you can say goodbye to countless hours spent on meal planning. Our Australian meal planning web app is designed to save you time and effort so you can focus on what really matters, your clients and their success. Mealsy provides you with a vast library of recipes all created by nutrition professionals, from breakfast to dinner and everything in between. We've got you covered. Whether you want to create a custom meal plan tailored to your client's needs or choose from our selection of ready-made meal plans, Mealsy has the flexibility to accommodate your preferences. So why waste precious time and energy creating meal plans from scratch? Let Mealsy do the heavy lifting for you, while you focus on delivering exceptional fitness services. Join the community of fitness professionals who have revolutionized their business with Mealsy. Visit our website at www.mealsy.com and sign up today. Mealsy, the smarter way to meal plan for fitness professionals.